This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Space missions are revealing more and more evidence of watery worlds in surprising places. Nadine Barlow is a physics and astronomy professor at Northern Arizona University. She's part of an international panel that studies areas of the solar system where water and possibly life may be present.
There is evidence that we do have liquid water underneath the crusts of several bodies. So, for example, at Europa and Ganymede, which are two of Jupiter's moons, there's good evidence that there's actually liquid water at depth.
Barlow and her scientific team also have their sights on Ceres, a dwarf planet in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. They suspect there's an underground ocean there.
We've already seen some bright spots on Ceres, and there's been a lot of debate as to whether or not those are exposed ice, exposed by impact cratering into the subsurface water ocean, or more likely it seems that these are probably actually salts that are actually brought up from that subsurface ocean. The water evaporates and leaves behind the salt. And so that's something that we're going to be watching more closely over the next few months as we start getting new data from Dawn.
Currently, the space probe Dawn is orbiting closer and closer to Ceres to give scientists a better picture of the dwarf planet's waterways. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.